Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
With the knowledge you've been given, you are now on the inside of what I like to call the Burns family circle of trust. See, if I can't trust you, Greg, then I have no choice but to put you right back outside the circle. And once you're out, you're out. There's no coming back.
Well, I would definitely like to stay inside the circle.
All right, Rob, hit me with a little bit of music. We are going to go through some college teams and some NFL teams to see if they are worthy of being inside your circle of trust.
You skipped right over the Jayhawks, didn't you?
They're a six.
Oh, Rob's back here going, what the hell, man?
They're a 6-6 football team.
Hey, Emmanuel Henderson is a stud, though, that wide receiver from Alabama.
100% with you. LSU. Are you putting LSU in or outside of your circle of trust, Jay Binkley?
They were firmly in it, man.
They were?
They were firmly in it against the D2 quarterback that's now, what, fifth or sixth in the Heisman, Trinidad Champliss. I thought they'd win that game.
They can't score.
No, they can't, and so they have to go outside the circle of trust. I trusted them financially this past weekend. Didn't go so well. Out.
Georgia Tech. Are they inside your circle of trust? They are 5-0 right now, ranked 17th. Certainly still a contender in the ACC.
Yeah, for the ACC purposes, they are. Haynes King's a great quarterback, man. This guy, just one of those guys, those ultimate winners, throwing the football, running the football, is an extremely good runner. But Georgia Tech just finds a way to win. They're in the circle of trust because of that close games. And no one can forget that great game against Georgia last year. Remember that last game of the year with the 8 overtimes? The game was in Athens, Georgia. But yeah, I like Haynes King a lot at quarterback. You have a good quarterback, you can do a lot of good things. Haynes King's a great quarterback.
Georgia, who lost their first game of the season, they are 3-1. This team maybe isn't as complete as some Georgia teams we've seen in years past. They don't get after the quarterback. They're not great against the run so far this year, and they don't run the ball super effectively. The Georgia Bulldogs, are they inside your circle of trust?
They're on the outside at this point because of what Alabama did. They were firmly in there. I liken them to the Chiefs. Remember, they went back-to-back. They always find a way to hang around. Then at the very end, they beat you. Ask Tennessee. Tennessee should have hammered Georgia, but they kept hanging around. And guess what? At the end of the day, Tennessee goes home with an L. But Alabama going in to Georgia and beating them like that, they have to go outside that circle of trust. SEC team has got some dogs in this conference, and Georgia's not one of them, even though they are the Bulldogs.
Last college football team, Texas A&M. They are ranked 6th right now. They are 4-0. Texas A&M, are they inside your circle of trust?
They're in the circle of trust. Marcel Reed is a fantastic quarterback. If you hadn't got a chance to watch him play, there's Texas A&M quarterbacks sprinkled all around the FBS, and you'll see another one this weekend with Connor Wiegman at Houston, undefeated Houston. But Marcel Reed is the truth at quarterback for A&M, and finally, they have a good coach that I think can get the job done. And so I think Texas A&M is in that circle of trust.
Let's switch to the National Football League. The Los Angeles Chargers at 3-1. The point that I've made is every version of the Chargers for the last 15 years loses to that Giants team. You could see it. Things were going so well for the Chargers. They had won every game so far in their division. They're being talked about like a top five team. Of course you go on the road and lose to a team that's going to have a top five pick.
Not as a big believer in the Chargers. And of course, those tackle issues they had. They lose Rashawn Slater at the beginning of the year. He has that patellar knee injury like Josh Simmons had coming into college. It took Josh, a year to regroup from that. And then Joe Walt gets banged up. It's a banged up team, but I didn't like what they did in the draft. Even though Omarion Hampton has proven he's going to be maybe a contender for Offensive Rookie of the Year, unless Buka wins it. But the bottom line is, the Raiders and Chargers go running back in round one. The Broncos go defense and Jahdae Barron in the cornerback, which I think is a better way to stop the team that's won nine straight division titles. So as good as Hampton is and Ashton Jeanty, I didn't like what they did. I think Chargers find a way to come back to the pack. They need to start using Ladd McConkey a lot more. Keenan Allen was a nice addition back to the Chargers. Quinn Johnson is forgot about the drops to this point.
He's been great so far this season.
We'll see if they come back. But
I know they don't give out most improved player in the NFL the way they do in the NBA. Quinton Johnson will be near the top of the list.
No, he definitely should win it this year because Joe Burrow will win it next year again for the third time in a row. So no, he better win it this year.
He's been great so far. The Pittsburgh Steelers, are they inside your circle of trust?
Yeah, they are by default because I think they're going to win that division.
You feel forced to put them into it.
Well, yeah, of course. Yeah, I think they're going to get there. Mike Tomlin, again, he's going to win, you know, more games than he loses like he always does. I think they'll get to 10 wins. I think they'll be 10-7 this year, division champions. I don't expect anything from them in the postseason. Do I think they get there? Do I think they win the division? Yeah.
Indianapolis Colts.
Indiana Jones, man. You have to like the Colts and what they're doing.
You got the Colts inside the circle of trust.
At this point, you have to. I mean, the way they're playing, they're playing a lot better than I expected them to play. Daniel Jones has given that team life. Believe it or not, never thought I'd say that in the world. I did pick him the first week. I did like the Colts there. But, yeah, the Colts, man, they've been hanging around and playing tough. They're a lot more physical than I gave them credit for being. But offensively, they're moving the ball around. It's going to be a great little battle between Jacksonville and the Colts for that division.
Green Bay Packers.
Still in it, but barely.
Holding on for me.
Hold on. They should be there. I mean, he had Micah Parsons.
Cleveland and tied the Cowboys. What are we doing here?
You tied a team that let Russell Wilson throw for 450 and three touchdowns. Even though the Giants didn't beat the Cowboys that day. It's Russell Wilson, 450 yards and three touchdowns. And you tie that team. And I hate ties, by the way. Green Bay is barely there. I like the quarterback and receiver situation that they have, and I love Micah Parsons over on that defense. But yeah, man, it's like, what the hell?
Moving over to the NFC side of things, the Seattle Seahawks, are they inside your circle of trust?
I think so. I think McDaniel's brought a tough team. I think it's a very tough team to play. They're hanging around. They're smashing opponents, you know, when they can. But DK Metcalf loss hadn't hurt him. I thought it would, but it hasn't. And I like what he did. I like Torrey Horton and what he's provided. Already three touchdowns for the fifth-round pick that they had out of Colorado State. He's got a couple receiving. Has one on a big punt return. But, yeah, the Seahawks are in it.
Coming up on the other side, Binkley, we have not got a chance to play a game with you in quite some time. We are going to play The Prime is Right. I don't know if you've heard that game or not, but we'll play The Prime is Right here coming up in just a little bit. And Binkley, it's been a long time. I need random question time with Jay Binkley. 913-586-7965. If there's a question that you would like to randomly ask Jay Binkley, now is the time to ask that question. 913-586-7965.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.